It's hot. You're thirsty. Refresh yourself with the official bottled water of the 2024 Olympic Games.
Sen.
Sen River Water, sourced directly from Paris. Sen River Water will leave you asking for more.
Imodium.
Rich in electrolytes.
And E. coli.
Sen River Water is the energy boost you need.
To run to the toilet.
Just ask our Olympic triathletes.
Once they're out of the hospital.
Sen River Water.
Avoid contact with skin. Seek medical attention immediately and try to remain calm as your skin sizzles and pops.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
He came and he grabbed the food, and then he came again for the soda.
Now sit back, relax, and get ready to go on a musical voyage that makes Sergeant Pepper's seem like a rejected jingle for Ritz crackers.
I have got a serious case of the Mondays.
That is so stupid.
I think we're about to start a radio show.
Let's quiet down and try to be mature, okay?
Do you know what today is?
August 5th, National Oyster Day.
Oysters.
Oysters?
Do you have oysters?
Why are you talking about eating oysters?
We are celebrating National Oyster Day.
You ever had oysters?
This is National Oyster Day.
I like them with butter, garlic, hot sauce.
Raw, grilled, or fried.
I like oysters. But I don't shuck.
Ooh, oysters.
Oh, oysters.
It's showtime.
That is The Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also available on the Alexa.
Hello!
How do you get our live show and our feature channel on the Alexa device? Well, you enable the skill. You just do that one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And she will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. And she will. You can also get our podcast on the Alexa. That's even easier. You just say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. And she will. You can search the Mike Show VA on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com, all the places where you get your podcasts. And you can even watch the show segments and interviews. That's up on our Facebook page at the Mike Show VA. Live show is supposed to run from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. weekday mornings. And then we repack all the segments into a podcast, and then you can listen to it on demand anytime. It drops usually drops around noon or so. Speaking of podcasts, Cammie Smith is going to be joining us on the program. She hosts a podcast called And So Much More. It's the Centra Health Podcast, and you can learn about what the podcast is about. And you can find out what the latest episode is about. That'll be coming up in today's broadcast. What else? Oh, yeah, of course, we've got your five random facts. We've got your stupid criminals in the news. Do you need a friend? Yeah. Well, now you can pay $99. Oh my! I mean, this is getting good.
It's ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
I will. It's not that kind of friend. It is an AI companion. I said an AI companion. Yep. So you pay $99. You go to a website, and you can buy a friend. Isn't that neat? Plus, we have our top list, top signs. It's time to invest in an AI friend because you have nobody in your life. That's our top list today. Coming up, we've got news, not headline news, all the stuff, all the things that you would come to expect from this very fine broadcast. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
This is a care team at Centra.
Hello!
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie, how are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
An advanced practice provider is there for routine and sick visits.
All right, I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Centra, because it's your life.
We help you live it.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
Everyone knows someone who craves extra attention from others around them. For that person, here's a message just for you.
You're good. You're really good. Really?
There you go. And remember, you're special.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You know, everybody could use a friend like that, couldn't they? Well, speaking of friends, and by the way, Alexa will be so jealous when she hears about this.
Hello! Yeah.
A promo video for a new product called Friend blew up on social media this weekend. It's a virtual companion you wear like a necklace, okay? The pendant has a built-in microphone that listens and responds to whatever you say. I mean, yeah. What could possibly go wrong with this? People are mostly mocking it for being just weird. But some people like the idea. One person said it's like a Tamagotchi, the virtual pets from the 90s. But call it a Tamagotchi with a soul, perhaps? I don't know. It's always listening. And see, this, I don't know about this. It's always listening and tosses out comments when it wants to. But it can totally replace, or it can't, reading this, it can't totally replace real friends. Why not? Yet. Because it doesn't talk. It only responds via text? What? Oh, what a bummer. I thought this thing talked. Anyway, the ad shows a woman eating and watching a show on her phone when a message pops up saying the show is completely underrated. Then it asked her if her falafel is any good. This is just creepy. One way... it is like a Tamagotchi. It can die. Wow. Their website says your friend and their memories are attached to the physical device. If you lose or damage your friend, there's no recovery plan. Good Lord. You can pre-order them. It's $99 if you go to friend.com. But they don't ship until early next year. The current version only works with iPhones. They say they'll expand to Android if there's enough demand. People are making fun of it, but a recent study at Stanford found virtual friends could be helpful for people who live alone or just don't have a lot of friends to turn to for advice, I guess. I don't know. So anyway, now, okay, someone asked if wearing it while having sex qualifies as a threesome. Okay, they asked the device... And the device responded, maybe. Oh, God. Ah. All right. So with that, that brings us to our top list. You can now buy an AI necklace to serve as your friend. Sure, it sounds desperate, but beggars can't be choosers, especially if you match anything from today's list. It's our top list today. Top signs, it's time to invest in an AI friend. Here we go. Number one, your last birthday party had less people than an Oakland A's game. What everyone else knows is a friendship bracelet. You call a bracelet. Top signs, it's time to invest in an AI friend. Your horoscope is always the same. You will spend today alone. Telemarketers can't wait to get off the phone with you. Top signs, it's time to invest in an AI friend. You bought your cat a phone just so you can have a name to put in your contacts. There you go. Top signs, it's time to invest in an AI friend. Know how some people's dream destination is Hawaii? Yours is the carpool lane. Top signs, it's time to invest in an AI friend. The only Jim, Jack, and Johnny you spend time with are Beam, Daniels, and Walker. There you go. It's the Mike Show. Coming up a little bit later on, we've got your audio vault. We've got not headline news. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie is feeling really good.
I sure am.
Tell everybody why, Jackie.
Well, because I've got my own care team at Centra.
You sure do.
Yep, I've got my doctor.
Leading your team.
My advanced practice provider.
Who's there if you're sick or for yearly visits.
And my registered nurse.
Leads your nursing team.
At Centra, I'm getting personal care from a team of experts.
No wonder you're feeling good.
Really good.
To learn how Centra can help you, like they're helping Jackie, go to CentraHealth.com.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
This is not headline news. Today is National Underwear Day, or as the Jenner and Kardashian sisters know it, Monday. Justin Timberlake's driver's license was suspended. Fortunately, all that time in an Uber will help him bond with the rest of NSYNC. Technology is being developed that will allow cars to alert police if you speed. It'll be available in the new Buick Narc Avenue. And scientists discovered how roses got their thorns. Not to be confused with Poison, who discovered every rose has a thorn. This is not headline news.
The Mike Show. Hi, everybody. So happy you could join us on this Monday edition of the program. It really feels like a Monday. I mean, first off, we're running like way behind on production. Second, we're running way behind on production. And third, I'm repeating myself. Anyway, I should be getting paid to say this. But one of the funnier ad campaigns in recent years is that one about saving you from becoming your parents. Here, listen to this. Here it is.
These are my tissue box covers.
Remember, tissues come in their own boxes. It's important for young homeowners to let go of the things turning them into their parents.
There we go.
All right, who's next?
I've been holding on to these pieces of crown molding because you never know when you're going to need them.
I do, and it's never.
All right. So anyway, let's face it. We're all becoming our parents, whether we like it or not. And some of us more than others and quicker than others. I don't know. In a new poll, 27% of Americans say they're worried they're becoming their parents. The average person first realizes they act like their parents at 30 years old. The survey also asked which travel habits people are worried that they pick up from their parents. And here are the top five. Getting to the airport way too early, forgetting something at home, wanting to find the gate before doing anything else. That's me. That is so much me. And where's our sound effects? Where'd they go? All right, yeah, that is so much me. And that was, that was my parents, both of them. Going to the bathroom right before or during flight boarding. I'll make sure that everybody has used the potty before we go anywhere. And also making friends at the airport. See, that's one. No, I'm a very personable person, but for some reason, when I travel, and especially if I'm, you know, by myself traveling, I just kind of want to keep to myself and crack open the laptop and just do work. I really don't want to chit chat because, man, especially if it's a long flight or a long train ride and you start the chit chat and then that person wants to know more and more and more and more. Although I did, I was headed up to New York and had a conversation with a dude that was just, it was kind of engaging and he seemed like a really, really neat guy. And that actually worked out, but I was already like hours into the journey, so you know it was like, yeah, this breaks up the monotony. So anyway, what else is in the news? I don't want that. Okay, air fresheners. I am not an expert on feng shui and organizing your home. But this person is, and they posted a video on the best and worst places for an air freshener. And the best spot is not your living room. That's where people usually would put them because it's where we spend the most time. But if you put it there, you get used to the smell and you don't even notice it. He says bedrooms aren't a great spot either because it just makes the rest of the house seem like it stinks if you have a stinky house. And the kitchen might be the worst place because you don't want it clashing with food smells. I agree with that. Quite frankly, I don't like the whole air freshener concept to begin with. You want to know why? Because it's like wax. Most of the time, it's like wax that's coating your nostrils, okay? And it's preventing you from actually smelling what's really in the air. How about a clue? Clean the freaking place so it doesn't smell. And then it has a natural smell. Yeah, and maybe open some windows, too, and you get some... Anyway, I don't know. But this person says the best place for one is right by your front door, so people who visit get hit with a nice smell when they walk in. Then it fades, so it's not too strong everywhere else. Is that really news? What else? Anything else? We might have sound on this. I mean, we've got all the Olympic stuff, so I'm not even gonna touch base on any of the Olympic stuff. Aerosmith, according to this. Steven Tyler is never going to fully recover from his vocal issues. So on Friday, Aerosmith announced that they've made the, quote, heartbreaking and difficult but necessary decision to retire from the touring stage. They added, quote, "We are grateful beyond words for everyone who is pumped to get on the road with us one last time, playing our music loud now and always. Dream on. You've made our dreams come true." So that's it. The Black Crowes, who were supposed to open for Aerosmith on their Peace Out tour, said they were shocked and saddened by the announcement, but said they had, quote, "nothing but love and respect for their friends in Aerosmith." During a show in Detroit Friday night, Sammy Hagar called it, quote, "effing honorable for Tyler to know when to quit." He added, quote, "The day I can't sing anymore, I will effing do the same thing. And that's what a lot of other MFers should have done a long time ago. Okay, thanks, Red Rocker. Do we have, what is this? Here's Steven and the Band live in concert from their 19... Now, this is just going to get muted by Facebook, so let's not do that. All right, coming up, we are going to get really smart with your five random facts. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman with Share Greater Lynchburg. Share is an online platform that helps neighbors discover ways to support, serve, or shop for over 150 local area nonprofits all in one place, 365 days a year. You can learn more at sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
K-H-F.
And now it's time for...
Five.
Random.
Facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really probably better that way. But if you say any of these five random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say...
Wow.
Maybe, I don't know. Here we go, number one. Hugh Laurie shot his audition tape for House in a bathroom in, how do you pronounce that?
Namibia.
It's actually the Republic of Namibia. Anyway, because that was the only room, the bathroom, was the only room with enough light. He was in the country filming scenes for the movie Flight of the Phoenix. Okay, number two. The first movie with a CGI character as the lead role was Casper in 1995. Number three, Canada has almost four times more coastline than any other country in the world. Canada has 125,600 miles of coastline, while Norway is the second with 36,100 miles. Number four, Ernest Goes to Jail and The Green Mile have something in common. They were filmed at the same abandoned prison in Tennessee. And number five, the reason karate belts go white, yellow, orange, green, blue, purple, brown, red, black is because fighters used to only be able to afford one belt. So they would keep dyeing it darker and darker as they progressed. Oh, okay. And there you go. Those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Random
facts. Yep, it's the Mike Show. So darn happy you could join us on this Monday that's really a Monday. Coming up, we have sounds, and we're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. That's called Audio Vault. And we also have an interview with Cammy Smith. She is from Centra Health. She's going to be joining us to talk about her latest podcast. The podcast series is called And So Much More. So we'll get to that and so much more right after this. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
This is a care team at Centra.
Hello!
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie, how are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
An advanced practice provider is there for routine and sick visits.
All right, I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Centra, because it's your life.
We help you live it.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind, or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Monday edition of the program. That brings us Cammie from
guys.
Centra Health. Hi.
Hi.
How the heck are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm rested.
Rest. Okay.
Isn't that a weird thing to say on a Monday morning? But I really am.
Yeah, I'm like I'm frantic today. frantically attempting to get things going.
You're chasing your Monday.
I am.
I feel that sometimes.
Yeah. It didn't help that I got up a little bit later.
Yeah.
And then. And we were talking about this off air. Do you ever like completely and totally blank on
yeah.
Oh, for me, life. Everything. Yeah, for me, everything. It's like Tab has. I said Tab. She's got this. She's got an interview today on one of the local TV stations in Roanoke.
Which is very cool.
Yeah, and you know, so we talked. We have been talking about this. all last week.
Uh-oh.
and she's like, well, maybe we can all go down there and then after the interview we can grab dinner or something, you know, whatever.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah. And do you think for 1 minute that this morning when I'm rushing to get out the door, do you think for 1 minute that I remembered a word of any of this? Okay. My brain, I feel like I went to bed. And my short-term memory of stuff like that just went, whoop, and it was completely wiped.
You know, I wonder if that's a thing. Because I feel like that's really
maybe.
Common. Where you just, there are certain times where you just wake up and you're just like, what am I even doing today?
Now I'm afraid. Now I'm afraid that it's something even, worse.
Oh, no.
I absolutely positively looked at her like,
oh, no.
I have no clue what you're talking about. Because she's saying, you know, she was telling me, well, okay, so at one, are you going to be ready to roll? And I'm like, at one? What the heck are we doing?
Oh my gosh, I'm sure that went over really well.
Oh yeah, it went over so well. It was my interview in Roanoke on TV.
Oh, no.
I'm like, aha, yes. Let me get back to you on that. Well, are you coming or not? Yes, I'll get back to you. I got to go to work. So I'm like, pew, you know, scooting out the door.
Yep.
So yeah. So now I'm concerned. Now I'm worried.
I mean,
that I should be featured on one of your podcasts talking about my short-term memory wipe.
Well, you know,
every night I go
like
to bed.
It's overload, yeah. You know, and there's so much going on.
Well,
and it's like...
Okay, do you know how many calendars I have?
Oh, I can't imagine.
I have a team-up calendar for everything that we do here.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and then all the events that we do. And then I've got a new calendar that Tab shared with me. For other things, for work stuff.
Yeah.
And then she's on my other calendar for
like family.
For her work stuff. So, no. That's
oh,
not even family.
We haven't even touched that yet.
We haven't even. And then,
Goodness gracious.
And then my cell phone, the calendar that's on there is like the catch-all.
Oh, gosh.
And none of them merge, so I have to enter the data three times.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, just to keep up, because if I don't keep up with it, then my short-term memory wipe.
Yeah, it just takes over. Okay. Every Monday, you reset.
Well, and it's not even Monday. It's like it could be any day. So I've gotten really good at the calendar. But do you think that I plugged in her interview into any of those calendars?
Oh, no.
And she didn't either, because she just assumes that I have a memory.
Because she
like,
told you.
Yeah. Exactly.
I do have the calendars. Mm-hmm. But they all merge for me. They're all on my phone. So my work calendar, our family calendar, my personal calendar.
Do you use TeamUp?
I don't. I just use the Apple Calendar. What is it called? iCal.
Yeah.
Everything's
I. Well, maybe the TeamUp will merge with my phone, because I have it on my phone. I have the app on my phone, and I have my regular, whatever the calendar is that's built into my phone.
If you are an operator at TeamUp, hear us. Please integrate with an Apple calendar.
Yeah, can you please
or
make
Google
it,
calendar?
Yeah, can you
or
please
whatever.
Make it work with whatever calendar I'm using?
Yeah.
And you have to figure out what calendar I'm using, because I don't know. Anyway, hi there, Cammie's here.
Joining
us on a Monday morning. So you, and for the peeps that don't know, you host and produce a podcast for Centra Health. It's called And So Much More.
Yes.
And briefly describe, or take as long as you like. I don't really care. Well, I do. I care a lot. Take as much time as you like to describe what it is that your podcast is about, for those that don't know.
Yes. So, And So Much More, it tells the story of Centra Health, which is our local health system here in Lynchburg and Danville and the surrounding areas, Bedford and Farmville. And so what we want to do, and what my goal is, because I work with some of the most incredible people, is to tell the story of those people who we call caregivers. There are 8,000 employees at Centra.
Wow.
And yes, and those people are our community, because we span such a huge area. But you know, you think about it, like, these are the people that you see in the grocery store. Mm-hmm. These are the people that you sit next to wherever you worship. And you know, you see them at the park and their local restaurants. But it's very easy to dissociate, I think, you know, like an us and them. And so just helping to tell the story of our caregivers, but then also their patients and all of the things. So whether it's a new service, a new technique, innovation, or if it's a story of how a caregiver and a patient just impacted each other's lives on such a deep level. So it's telling the And So Much More of Centra. We want to pull the curtain back and just kind of reintroduce Centra to our community. So that's what we do.
Absolutely. And the human aspect of what it is that you do, you know, these are not machines. You use machines, but these are not machines. These are people who are part of the community, as you mentioned. And then you also do a deeper dive into, you know, some of the patients and what they've gone through, or maybe a procedure that saved their life or completely transformed their life. And you tell those stories as well.
Yep. We also love something really great about the area where we provide care. All the various communities are very nonprofit based. They've got a lot of people who just pour back into their communities, organizations. And so Centra partners with a lot of them, whether it be through sponsorships or grants. So we love to talk about what they do as well and kind of help get behind them, because something that I've learned at Centra, but also just in life as well, is don't recreate the wheel. Like, there are people here who are doing incredible work, whether it be providing access, making sure that people are fed, making sure that our children are incredibly educated and have opportunities that they wouldn't have otherwise. And so to be able to come alongside those organizations, those nonprofits, and and enable them to do what they do best rather than trying to build up a system to do it over here.
Sure.
That's been something that's been really cool to sit back and watch Centra do. And so then getting out and talking to those nonprofits and organizations has been really special. I mean, I just had no idea that the work and the care that happens in these communities.
No,
it's
absolutely
pretty incredible.
And it really is. It's the locally based nonprofit organizations
yes.
really have their finger on the pulse of the community and what the community mm-hmm. needs. And like you said, you know, you don't have to recreate the wheel.
Yeah.
Just tap into these resources that exist yeah. and you get to tell those stories about the community as well.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So what's the latest podcast that you have coming up?
So today, we sat down with the local YMCA and talked to them about swim safety and the aquatics programs that they have within the YMCA.
Okay.
And they are a partner here that Centric gets to be a part of. And ironically enough, today starts registration for swim lessons over at the YMCA.
Nice.
So if you're a member, please go check that out. If you're not a member, go check out how to do that. But it was very cool to sit down and just talk about swim safety because it is blazing hot outside. I think
yeah.
we all feel that.
Yeah, yeah.
and so you want to go to your local pool, jump in a nearby creek, like get mm-hmm. in the lake, do whatever you can to cool down.
Yeah.
But taking care of each other and keeping an eye out for just safety because
yeah.
things can happen in a second. And so we sat down with some representatives there from the YMCA, had a great conversation.
Mm-hmm.
It was really cool. My biggest takeaway is see something, say something. Like you are there. Yes, you're watching your kid. Like
yeah.
we're all watching our kids like a hawk. But you know, like there's tons of other kids running around.
Absolutely.
And just
yeah.
keeping your eyes peeled for what's happening. And so it was very cool to just walk away with some really practical ways that we can be just that much more safe in the water.
Absolutely. Even, you know, heading on vacation, heading out to the beach or whatever.
Yes.
It is extremely important.
Mm-hmm.
Our kids learned how to swim at a very early age.
It's so good.
And even learning to swim in the ocean.
That's a whole different ballgame.
Oh my Lord, yeah. And you know, learning what to do if caught in a rip current.
Okay, we just had that conversation with my kids because
okay.
we were just at the beach.
Yeah.
And I grew up going to the beach in Jersey
yeah.
constantly.
Yeah.
But my kids, you know, they grew up in Virginia and say they don't have that same. So before we went in the water, it was like this little mini swim lesson on the beach.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, if you feel the rip current, pick your feet up and float. And then swim, what was it? You swim
parallel
yeah. to the shore. I was going to
yeah.
say perpendicular.
Well, don't
swim,
do that.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
Swim parallel to the shore to avoid getting pulled out.
Yeah.
So get your feet off the ground, float on the top of the water, and then swim parallel.
Yep.
And so, yeah, but it's stuff like that. That, like, if you don't know,
yeah.
it's the difference in a moment between a very scary situation.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, it was a really helpful conversation. But also, you know, they shared about some of the programs that are available at the Y for our local community,
okay.
whether you have a membership or not, whether you can afford swim lessons or not,
yeah.
Some really incredible opportunities to really even have transportation provided
yeah.
for you to get to the Y.
Oh,
to get
so cool.
So it's very cool. So you have to check it out. If you guys are listening, go to their webpage, check it out, the YMCACVA.org.
Okay. And you can check out and so much more. Their latest podcast will be dropping today.
Yes, today, probably around noonish.
Okay. And then you can also go back and listen to or watch all of the different podcasts, especially you want to check out Healthy Over Skinny
yes.
because it features our Rob.
Yes,
on the
local
program.
Celebrity,
yeah.
Rob Way.
No, I mean, he's you know, let's not inflate his
he's
ego.
He's so great.
I was thankful
to have him.
I'm looking for that particular one, and now I'm blanking.
Oh, it should be on there. If you scroll down, they should have the previous podcast listed on there. But we'll make sure it's up on that homepage today, so you guys can check it out.
Yeah, I just
because it's a great conversation.
Yeah, I literally just had it here, and now I can't find it. Anyway, well, we'll show it, and we'll link that up. But
yes.
you can check out all the different podcasts, everything that's available. You can do it from Centra Health's mm-hmm. website, centrahealth.com. Just search and so much more.
Yes.
But you can also find it wherever you get your podcasts
yes.
and even on the YouTube.
Yep, on YouTube, Spotify, Apple, I mean, all of the places, which is really good. I mean, my favorite thing to do is just say, hey, Alexa, play my favorite podcast.
There you go. And she will.
She will.
Yeah.
She will.
That's very important. You can find the podcast and so much more. And Cammie, thank you.
Yeah, thank
Again,
you for having me.
Each and every Monday, we talk about your podcast and whatever's dropping and whatever is in our brains.
All the things,
yeah. All right, so good on you as far as the working out how you're going to cook dinner tonight.
Oh, my goodness.
That's awesome.
That's a big deal, right? I mean, at the end of a Monday, you come home and everyone's looking at you with, like, this intense hunger, angry hunger in their eyes.
Yeah, but you mentioned off air that your daughter's actually going to help.
Yes, okay. So my kids want to start, I mean, they have been doing a lot around the house.
Yeah.
But they want to start doing more. They've asked, what more can we do? They want to earn more allowance, of course.
Of course.
But, so my daughter's going to handle dinner on Mondays.
Nice.
And so I'm going to call her at noon, and we're going to talk through how to put what needs to go in the crock pot, get it going.
This is perfect.
For dinner. Yeah. I'm really excited.
I got to get my kids to do this now.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Why not, right?
Absolutely. Always a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will talk with you again next week.
All right.
It is the Mike Show coming up a little bit later on. We've got your audio vault. Stay tuned for that. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
This is a care team at Centra.
Hello!
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie, how are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
An advanced practice provider is there for routine and sick visits.
All right, I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Centra, because it's your life.
And we help you live it.
There's nothing like holding a freshly grilled Jersey Mike's cheesesteak. It's even better than holding a winning $1 million lottery ticket. For starters, Uncle Sam takes half. Then you buy some useless stuff, like a tiny suit of armor for your cat. And before you know it, your sister's cousins and Uncle Frankie come knocking on your door for handouts. Bing, bang, boom, you're back to zero. So if you want to play a winning number, order a number 17 Mike's Famous Philly. Freshly grilled right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman with Share Greater Lynchburg. Share is an online platform that helps neighbors discover ways to support, serve, or shop for over 150 local area nonprofits all in one place, 365 days a year. You can learn more at sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
K-H-F.
All right, let's open it up. It is your audio vault for today. Our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. All right. Let's see. The Olympics are halfway done. Looks like the USA and China.
Hello.
Hi. Are dead even when it comes to gold medals. Now it's time to check out the gold medal count. No, it's not the medal guy. Oh, it's Sesame Street's The Count. Okay.
This Olympic medal count is brought to you by the letters U, S, and A.
Thank you, Olivia. The United States, 19 gold medals. China, also 19 gold medals. France, 12 gold medals. Australia, also 12 gold medals. Great Britain, 10 gold medals.
All right. I like the medal guy better. Anyway, let's see. Oh, yeah. French pole vaulter Anthony Amirati went viral for knocking the bar over with his junk. People are reporting that his bulge may have cost him the chance on a medal, but it's not true. He actually hit the bar with his legs first. That's not stopping the internet from watching the bar get toppled by his bar. Oh, gosh.
A baguette, so to speak, in his pants there in France. I mean, come true. Gold within his reach, oh yeah. At his athletic peak, he has the meats just like Arby's, but who knew? He leaves his feet to beat the world. Jump was strong, should have won, what went wrong? Pole was long, not as long as his dawn.
All right, that's it. Stop that. Anyway, so let's get to the actual Olympic coverage. It was a golden weekend for several U.S. athletes. Most notably, we're watching the greatest gymnast of all time, Simone Biles. Here she is on Saturday night with her gold-winning vault.
It is Simone Biles. There it is. Biles and Jade Carey. Simone Biles, and we're not done.
All right. It was her seventh gold medal, tied for third most gold by any female American Olympian in any sport. And he says not done because she could win two more tonight in Paris. One of the most dramatic wins yesterday in Paris was in the men's 100-meter sprint. Noah Lyles became the first American man to win it in 20 years. But at first, he wasn't named as the winner. Listen to what happened.
Noah Lyles said after he was defeated yesterday in his heat, "I won't be underestimating my opponents again, and I feel sorry for my competitors." There's an Olympic gold medal waiting for somebody. Who wants it the most? This is close. Jamaica's going to do it. On debut.
They're working on the photo.
Noah Lyles is looking anxiously. It's Noah Lyles. And it had to go to a photo finish to decide it.
There you go. More excitement from the Olympic swimming pool. Team USA's Bobby Fink in men's 1500 freestyle.
Bobby Fink, who came back in both of his Olympic races in the 800 and the 1500 in Tokyo in unbelievable scintillating fashion, has flipped the script for this one. Bobby Fink running away in the end in a race he never trailed. Back-to-back golds in the 1500. Woo! For Fink, world record as well. What a race for Fink.
All right, Katie Ledecky continues to make Olympic history. She won her ninth swimming gold medal in the women's 800-meter freestyle in Paris on Saturday.
Two Americans trying to get on the podium here. Ledecky is pulling away from Titmus in the end. And the 800 still belongs to the one and only Katie Ledecky, first woman in history to win four Olympic golds in the same event in any sport.
All right, her U.S. teammate Paige Madden won bronze in the race. Sure, the shot put might not be everybody's favorite Olympic event, but you have to hand it to Portland's Ryan Krauser. He's a beast and the GOAT.
Ryan Krauser, we cannot overlook how special that man is.
Eight consecutive global championships, including Paris. He has won a medal at every one of them. The most consistent American shot putter in history and the greatest shot putter in history has won his third consecutive Olympic gold. Ryan Krauser, the Olympic champion once again as he reigns in Paris.
All right, we wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. If you flip through your high school yearbooks lately, have you? Well, here's comedian Laura House on that, and her high school mascot.
This is how I grew up. Our high school mascot was a gopher. Like, my self-esteem wasn't low enough in high school. We had to cheer for a rodent. What is that? Out there at the big games, we've got spirit. Yes, we do. We can burrow. How about you? Don't mess with us. We'll rip up your golf course. Whenever I go home, I like to look at my high school yearbook because I like to look at the people that used to intimidate me. That's the best. I look through, it's like, wow, Beth was the homecoming queen. Now she's the trailer park queen. Woo! Go Gophers! Yeah! And I love it. If you look in your high school yearbook, it's so great because the stuff people wrote in there, very sincere. I want to, like, call people based on what they wrote in my yearbook. Like, I haven't talked to them since. Just call them up. Hey, Susan, what's going on? This is Laura. What am I doing? Staying sweet, just like you said. Yeah, thanks for the advice. It is really working out for me. Hey, Susan, I have a question. Are you still with Corey Trapper Mullins? No. Oh, says here forever. That's too bad.
All right, that's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle. Go ahead, give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. It is the Mike Show. Coming up, we're going to get stupid. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast, though, is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973, it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie is feeling really good.
I sure am.
Tell everybody why, Jackie.
Well, because I've got my own care team at Centrum.
You sure do.
Yep, I've got my doctor.
Leading your team.
My advanced practice provider.
Who's there if you're sick or for yearly visits.
And my registered nurse.
Leads your nursing team.
At Centrum, I'm getting personal care from a team of experts.
No wonder you're feeling good.
Really good.
To learn how Centrum can help you, like they're helping Jackie, go to CentraHealth.com.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF. All right, time once again for Stupid Criminals in Dot News. All right. A man in Georgia got prison time after his day at work. And it became a real dumpster fire, by the way. A 34-year-old man named Joshua McGregor was just sentenced to 5 years in prison after he lost it during a shift at McDonald's last year. He was apparently overwhelmed by how busy they were, so he lit a piece of cardboard on fire and threw it into the dumpster. Outside, the dumpster was filled with flammable material, so the whole thing started going up in flames. People in the drive-thru started fleeing, and the whole restaurant had to be shut down while the fire was brought under control. Joshua did it intentionally. He even filmed himself lighting the cardboard on fire. He pleaded guilty to arson charges. Thankfully, no one was hurt. And then there's this. It's also happened in Georgia. A Georgia man was arrested after allegedly approaching a woman at the mall, then licking and sucking on her hair. Yeah, it's about the best one I could find. There might be another one. Yeah. Anyway, Devin Davis was charged with simple battery. Here are mall goers talking about the crime.
I don't know of anybody that licks hairs. That person shouldn't be around other people. I would keep my distance from him and keep my wife and kids away from him for sure.
I think that's gross. And I think I would have responded in a way that I probably would have been in jail today.
Oh, my. What? Anyway, there's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. First responders in Kansas saved a 14-month-old toddler who fell down a pipe last week. It was a foot wide and 12 feet deep. He wasn't seriously hurt, but here's the boy's father, Blake, talking about the rescue.
Eli called out for his little brother. He acted like he was never going to see him again. I can't imagine what she thought whenever she saw him fall, because for all she knew, it was a sewer line, it was full of water, or it was 50 feet deep. I mean, she had no idea. By the grace of God, that boy was carried down that hole by an angel.
All right. And that is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
42% of Virginia's kindergartners entered kindergarten without the resources needed to be successful. With the help of United Way, 5,630 books were mailed to 550 children enrolled in Dolly Parton's Imagination Library.
One of the reasons I chose United Way over other nonprofits is its ability to reach and connect with all members of the greater Lynchburg community. I am the change, and you can be the change, too.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
All right, visit UnitedWayCV.org for more information about the United Way. And you can visit HillCitySlide.com. It is a fundraiser for the United Way of Central Virginia on Saturday, August 24, and Sunday, August 25th. You can literally slide down Church Street between 12th and Washington, right up above the YMCA of Central Virginia on Church Street, all the way down to where the Armory is. You have to purchase your tickets and you have to reserve your time slot, and you can slide as many times during your time slot. And then again, that's August 24th and 25th on Church Street. Visit HillCitySlide.com for more details and to reserve your time and to purchase tickets. It's going to be a blast. And tomorrow, and we want to share this information, it's Blues Day Tuesday at Three Roads. We have this guy, Kieran Daniel, is a guitar aficionado. He is a flamingo guitarist. He's Australian. He's touring Europe right now. He's actually in air, heading to Washington, D.C. right now. He's going to be joining us tomorrow from 6 to 9 p.m. at Three Roads for a free show. It's part of our Blues Day Tuesday series. So come on out. Make plans to join us. Put it in your calendar. You do not want to miss this guy. Blues Day Tuesday tomorrow with Kieran Daniel from 6 to 9 p.m. And we'll have Kieran on the show tomorrow morning. So stay tuned for that. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
No, we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beam me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?